I'm Steve Miller reporting. Liberia's National Elections Commission was expected to begin releasing provisional results Wednesday from the West African nation's presidential runoff. Mariama Diallo has more as a football star and the vice president compete to replace Africa's first female head of state.
State radio correspondents reported an official result overnight indicating that former international soccer player George Weah led in several counties, but election authorities warned the two parties to stop making premature pronouncements. This is the first time in more than 70 years the nation founded by freed American slaves will see one democratically elected government hand over power to another. Results will be announced progressively, though the Elections Commission has 2 weeks to give final results. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny said Wednesday he was organizing a nationwide rally on January 28th to support his call for a boycott of next year's presidential election. Speaking on video, he said it's important to take part in his boycott, not to defend him, but to defend one's own right to make Russia better. Russia's Central Election Commission voted on Monday to bar Navalny from running in a presidential election next year. Uganda's military says its forces have killed over 100 rebels in eastern Congo accused of carrying out the attack that left 15 United Nations peacekeepers dead earlier this month. The military said in a statement several other allied democratic forces, rebels were wounded in air and artillery raids. This is VOA News. Wednesday, Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan called Syrian President Bashar al-Assad a terrorist and said it was impossible.